huntsmanmentalhealth.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Let's go! Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Back here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and an extremely classy gesture from the Trenton Thunder organization, and something that hits home for a lot of people. Of course, earlier today, tragically, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew died in a cycling accident. They were out cycling this morning and were struck by a car, and both unfortunately passed away. So a moment of silence observed for them. They both are New Jersey, were New Jersey natives, and Johnny Gaudreau, the highest scoring New Jersey native ever in the National Hockey League, and a tremendous loss. Felt around the sports world today, even Major League Baseball sent their condolences to the Gaudreau family in the wake of that tragedy early this morning. But we are going to play some baseball here tonight, and we are going to play a big game here, and left-hander Jacob Denner on the mound for Trenton. The Thunder playing as the Pork Rolls tonight on this Friday evening at the ballpark, as they do every Friday. And Denner has been outstanding for them this season. Jacob Denner is 1-0 with a 1.05 ERA in 14 appearances, although all of them previously have been out of the bullpen. He is 1-for-1 in save opportunities in 25 2/3 innings, He's allowed 3 runs, all earned on 15 hits, but a whopping 39 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds innings, and only 4 walks against him, a 167 batting average, and again, a total of 5 2/3 innings against the Spikes in the previous series in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He allowed nothing. He struck out 7, did not allow a walk, a hit, a hit batsman, no base runners in that time. So he gets the call here, and the first pitch of the night to Austin Rocaforte is outside for a ball at 7:05 this evening. The America's Carpet Outlet first pitch brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. The 1-0 fastball, a strike on the inner half. 1-1. Austin Rocaforte in the leadoff spot. Kyle Russell, Caleb Hill to follow him here in the first. And the 1-1 pitch fouled away first base side. It's a ball and 2 strikes once again. Mark Rowan is our home plate umpire tonight. Tom Agosta working at first base and Bobby Riccardi at third. 1-2 the count. Rocaforte swing and a miss, strike 3. High fastball at 88 miles an hour. And Denner records his first strikeout of the night. Again, all of his previous appearances have been out of the bullpen. In fact, he did appear last for the Thunder just 3 days ago, throwing 2 scoreless innings, although he did yield 3 hits and a hit batsman against Williamsport. He has not allowed a run since 3 of them were scored against him in 2 1/3 back on July 24th against Mahoning Valley. First pitch to Kyle Russell, the birthday boy, is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Kyle celebrating his 23rd birthday today. A .283 batting average this season as this is fouled back to the screen. 1-1. Russell with 6 doubles, 16 runs batted in. A .360 on base percentage in the right-handed box. And the 1-1 from the lefty Denner swung on and missed. Went with a slider upstairs that time, and it's now 1-2. Spikes manager Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Hitting coach Lasting's Millage, over at first. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. High heat again. Back-to-back strikeouts for Denner to start the game. 2 down in the top of the first, and now here is Caleb Hill. Hill, the center fielder. Batting .287, 2 doubles, 2 triples, 15 runs batted in, a .376 on base percentage, really has been coming on as of late. He had a walk and one of the 9 stolen bases for the Spikes last night to set a new single-game franchise record. Hill had 1 hit in the 3 games against Trenton. Shows bunt on the first pitch. It's low and away for a ball. We've seen the Spikes employ that. They've not had much success with the conventional means of reaching base against Jacob Denner, so maybe the bunt might be an option here. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 88, and that moves quite well for Mr. Denner. There is a bit of a breeze coming in from left field. About 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's amplified, of course, by the fact we're on the shores of the Delaware River. And the 1-1, a foul tip, deflects off catcher Chris Reeder. A ball and 2 strikes. Reeder behind the plate, Hunter Durow at first base, Chase Englehart at second, Santino Rosso at short, Andy Blake at third, outfield Jack O'Reilly in left, Ryan Vogel in center, Pete DeRocher in right. And the 1-2 to Caleb Hill, fouled back to the screen, count remains the same. Spikes are in their blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket, gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right, bigger numerals on the back, same coloring. Gray pants with a blue stripe running down the side and the blue caps with a deer head on the front. And the 1-2. Breaking ball turns Hill away as he dips the right shoulder. But it avoids him. It's ball 2. A curveball that time from Denner. First one we've seen him throw tonight. Meanwhile, Trenton wearing their white pinstripe pants but the pink pork rolls jerseys and light blue caps as here's a sharp grounder foul down the first baseline. 2-2 the count. By the way, it is pink numerals on those jerseys, but outlined in black. and a pink Wordmark logo, pork rolls across the front, also outlined in black. Along with those, again, the light blue caps with the anthropomorphic pork roll head on the front. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Denner strikes out the side in the top of the first. Jacob Peden will look to respond for the spikes in the bottom half. No score here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Jacob Peden gets the ball for the Spikes, making his sixth start of the season, his 11th overall appearance. We talked about Jacob Denner's dominance as of late, but Jacob Peden has been superb as well. A 4-1 record, a 2.48 ERA, 40 total innings, including 29 and two-thirds this month in starting assignments. 12 runs total allowed, 11 earned on 33 hits, 33 strikeouts to 20 walks over those 40 total innings, and a .228 opponent's batting average, coming off of a season-long and certainly in the MLB Draft League career-long seven innings. He had not started in the MLB Draft League until this year after spending parts of the previous two seasons with the Williamsport Crosscutters. This month, a 2.73 earned run average as he has shifted from the bullpen to the rotation. Ryan Vogel, Chase Englehart, Jack O'Reilly, the top of the order for Trenton here in the bottom of the first inning. Again, the Thunder tonight playing as the Pork Rolls, their normal Friday identity, akin to Williamsport, assuming the moniker of the Potato Capers on Friday nights. Some people not a fan of these constant identity changes, but pitch outside for a ball from Peden. 89-mile-an-hour fastball, Ryan Vogel, the leadoff man in the Trenton order, batting .306. With seven doubles, two triples, two homers, 17 runs knocked in, .418 on base percentage, big cut at the 1-0 fastball and a miss. It's 1-1. It is all right-handed hitters in the Trenton lineup, save for Santino Rosso, the former Spike in the number six spot. Breaking ball down and away, 2-1 the count. And in fact, all of the bench options for manager Adonis Smith will be righties as well. Santino Rosso is literally the only left-handed bat that Trenton has on its roster. And the 2-1 pitch popped up high in the sky behind home plate to the warning track. Spiegel had it and lost it. Looked like it was going to come straight into the mitt, but deflected out, and an error will be assessed. So the first error of the game, remember, it's assessed because it prolongs the time at bat regardless of the result of this at bat. But Vogel will step back in with a reprieve. A 2-2 the count. It is a strike. But a golden opportunity to get an out in a place where there is not a lot of foul territory. And the pitch. Oh, a slider sailed inside, and that was oh so close to the edge. Here tonight in Trenton, we are not able to see the TrackMan strike zone. But that looked, with a naked eye, awfully close from this vantage point. Payoff pitch for Peden, up and in, ball four. So, given the reprieve, Vogel works a leadoff walk. And now Chase Engelhard, the batter. Engelhard out of FIU, a native of Atlanta, and of course Spikes manager Tim Battle, an Atlanta native as well. Engelhard, 6'1", 194 pounds. He is batting 241 with a 312 on-base percentage, five doubles, a triple, two home runs this year. Now, Trenton has several holdovers from the first half as well, and the pitch in tight to Engelhard. Engelhard is not one of them. Exclusively has been a second-half player, and, of course, usually in the middle innings, we take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, but there's going to be a lot of scoreboard watching here with the race in the MLB Draft League second-half standing so tight. The 1-0 fastball in tight, ball two to Engelhard. Again, Jack O'Reilly on deck. Andy Blake, Pete DeRocher, Santino Rosso, the 4-5-6 hitters. Hunter Duroux, Chris Reeder, Ian Battipaglia rounding it out for Trenton. Here is a pop-up left field coming in on it. Cooper Hext, and he runs it down. And it looked like the breeze had backed off a bit, but I think Hext had the ball come towards the infield on him, but able to play it well. As Rookie the Bat Dog retrieves the bat. But Engelhard retired for the first out in the bottom of the first. No score in this one. Spikes went down in order in the top half. Jack O'Reilly is a first half holdover for the Thunder, batting 329 overall, but 349 here in the second half. 12 doubles, 2 triples, a home run, 33 RBIs, swings of the first pitch, lifts it to right field. Rocaforte toward the line, makes the grab, and there are two away as Vogel returns to first. The defense for the Spikes looks like this. Josh Spiegel is the catcher once again. This is the fourth straight game he has been behind the plate. Sebastian Castro in his first appearance at first base for the Spikes this season. Kyle Russell's at second. Parker Cadu at short. Cam Buford at third. That's a more familiar alignment. Outfield is Cooper Hext in left, Caleb Hill in center, and Austin Rocaforte, who just recorded the most recent out, in right field. Two gone for Andy Blake, the former Angels farmhand, third baseman, and he has performed well here in Trenton. 328 batting average, two doubles, two triples, two homers, 13 RBIs in 19 games, 424 the on-base percentage for Blake. And a throw to first sends Vogel diving back in. Vogel is 14 of 17 in stolen bases this season. And all of them have been here in the second half when he joined the club. The 1-0 pitch homeward popped up behind home, but this will float out of play over everybody's head here on the press box. One ball and one strike. Vogel's 14 steals are sixth best in the second half in the MLB Draft League. And Cam Buford is third with 16. Parker Cadu has 15 for fourth as the mighty cut of the 1-1 is fouled off. 1-2 the count, and Josh Spiegel will get a new baseball, and he'll go out in front of the plate after the ball struck him. Retrieve the baseball, toss it into the Trenton dugout. Looks like he's good to go. One ball, two strikes. See if Vogel goes here with two gone in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. Peden gets the sign, peers over the right shoulder. Now to the plate. Vogel does not go, and the off-speed delivery is swung on and missed for strike three. So Jacob Peden records his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We are one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. The error had no effect. Scoreless to the second on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go! Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Josh Spiegel, Cooper Hex, Sebastian Castro due up for the Spikes here in the second inning. No score in this one. Spikes coming into the night. A game and a half back of first place in the MLB Draft League second half standings. The Thunder half a game back. West Virginia leads the way, and the first pitch from Jacob Denner to Josh Spiegel is fouled away to the right side, strike one. Denner struck out the Spikes in order in the first inning, needed just 15 pitches to do so, 11 of them in the zone. The 0-1, breaking ball tapped to the left side, but there is Blake. The third baseman throws across the diamond in time. First batted ball of the game for the Spikes is the first out of the second inning. And again, we'll be doing a lot of scoreboard watching, but so far, nothing doing in the MLB Draft League. Mahoning Valley and Williamsport got underway at 6:35, but they're scoreless as they go to the fourth at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, which will host the MLB Draft League Championship game this coming Thursday. Meanwhile, West Virginia and Frederick also scoreless. They're in the bottom of the first at Harry Grove Stadium. Here's Cooper Hex, the left fielder. And he takes a pitch down and away for ball one. Cooper this season batting 290 with a 391 on base percentage. Four triples and two home runs to go with 16 RBIs and 12 stolen bases as well, two of them last night. And he cues this one foul third base side, 1-1 the count. Hex starting a string of four consecutive left-handed hitters for the Spikes. Again, the lefty Denner on the mound, but he is not pitch in a starting role yet this year until tonight. The longest he has gone in a game in the MLB Draft League was three innings against the Spikes just 8 days ago at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Pitch a strike and 1-2 the count. No score in this one, top of the second. Denner going strictly from the stretch. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout for Jacob Denner. They've all been swinging, and there are two outs in the top of the second inning. You're getting the sense, however, that the Spikes, with Jacob Peden on the mound, I mean, this is very definitely a matchup of two of the aces, one in Denner, mostly has been out of the bullpen this year. Peden has made the switch from the bullpen to the rotation and has been very successful as well. Sebastian Castro, the left-handed hitting first baseman, former Mets farmhand, takes a strike just above the knees. And the 0-1. That is low for a ball, 1-1. Castro, of course, with a double and a triple in his first nine games, both of them in the same game, his second appearance as a Spike. Only a 133 batting average in the early going, but a 381 on base percentage. Great eye. The 1-1 pitch is down and away, 2-1 the count. And that tremendous ability to get on base is what Tim Battle has been looking for here. And Castro in the sixth spot in the order, and it's kind of been, you know, another second leadoff. Talking about the ninth spot being second leadoff, but it's about building momentum and keeping momentum throughout the batting order. That pitch, a strike at the knees, 2-2 now to Castro. And the pitch. Breaking ball, grounded, a sharp one to first, but back can't abide a row. He'll race to the bag and get there ahead of Castro for the last out of the inning. Now, Denner didn't go with a high heat to try to put him away. He tried the curveball, and Castro able to get on it, but right at Durow to end the inning. Nothing across for the Spikes. Scoreless to the bottom of the second on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They're your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom of the second inning, Jacob Peden back on for the Spikes to face Pete DeRocher, Santino Rosso, and Hunter Durow. DeRocher and Rosso, of course, both spent the last week of the first half of the season with the Spikes, but they were always ticketed to be here in Trenton for the second half. They certainly both enjoyed their time in Happy Valley. And now, here with the Thunder, playing as the Pork Rolls tonight, looking to get closer to the top of the MLB Draft League's second half standings. First pitch breaking balls, a strike called on the inside corner. 0-1 to DeRocher, batting .246 as a member of the Thunder. Three doubles, a triple, a home run, 18 RBIs. And the 0-1 swing and a miss, chased after a pitch outside, it's 0-2. Again, the temperatures have lowered just a tad here tonight as the 0-2 soft liner takes a hop into the middle. Cadu throw from the outfield, grass to first, not in time. That's going to be a base hit. First one of the night. And that one turned into a ground ball that sent Cadu back a step or two. It would have been extremely tough for him to come up and glove that liner out of the air, so he was waiting on it, but because it was so soft, it didn't quite have the hardness of the hop to it, so Cadu had to back up, set, and throw, and DeRocher able to beat it out. Now Santino Rosso, another outstanding player at the plate, and he shows bunt, draws it back. The pitch, a fastball, is high. Ball one. Rosso batting .270, eight doubles, a home run, 12 RBIs as a member of the Thunder. .363 on base percentage as well. It's actually exceeding his slugging percentage despite his eight doubles. Throw on to first, DeRocher back standing. Pete is 6 of 8 in stolen base attempts for Trenton. 1-0 the count. Buford playing up on the grass at third now. Middle infield still back at double play depth. And the pitch. Fastball high and away, 2-0. Hunter Durow on deck for Trenton. And wearing those pink Pork Rolls jerseys tonight. The set by Peden, the 2-0. A swing and a pop. Foul, third base side, but into the seats it goes. They'll actually go to the very back row of the lower bowl. But, hey, looked like it got wedged in there. Didn't know if it hit a fan or not, but points up. Had beverage in hand and didn't hit the beverage. Good to go, and she held up the baseball and got a nice round of applause. Now the 2-1 throw on to second after the pitch high and away. Not in time, but Rocher took off and has himself a steal. 3 balls and a strike, and Spiegel with a great arm. I don't think he was able to make a smooth motion to second, so DeRocher notches his 7th steal with the Thunder, his 8th steal of the MLB Draft League season. He was 1-for-1 with the Spikes. 3 balls and a strike, the count to Rosso. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch. Upstairs for a ball, and that'll walk Rosso. So now, first and second with nobody out. Now, Donna Smith is coaching at third, and he positions himself as the third base coach about as close to home plate as any third base coach we've seen in the many years of Spikes baseball that Steve Jones and I have watched. But I don't think he's going to be calling for the bunt here from Durow. Durow batting 250, 7 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 26 runs knocked in. 341 on base percentage. He takes ball one high. DeRoe's 26 RBI, second most on the Thunder here in the second half of the season. Behind Jack O'Reilly's 32 in the second half. Chopper foul, third base side. Tumbles toward the Spikes dugout. Athletic trainer Ashley McEwen will actually be the one to step out and retrieve the baseball and toss it to Spikes in the front row. That's a good toss. 1-1 the count. Peden looks towards second. DeRocher dancing, and the pitch bounced foul again, third base side. 1-2 to DeRoe. Chris Reeder on deck, the TCNJ product. As we establish, there have been no Rhodes Scholars from TCNJ, but there actually have been plenty of famous alumni. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Slider tailed away that time, and Jacob Peden notches his 2nd strikeout of the night, one he sorely needed. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Chris Reeder is batting 288 in the second half, all told this season. He is batting 313 with a 417 on base percentage. 3 doubles, a homer, 15 RBIs. Still first and second, one out. There go the runners. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to second. Bounces into center field. DeRocher will score with the game's first run. It was Rosso going into second. Josh Spiegel trying to get Rosso on the backside of the double steal. But instead, both runners will get credit for a stolen base, and the second error of the night will bring in DeRocher with that first run. So now, 1-0 game, runner on second, one out for Reeder. 0-1 the count. Again, the pitch was called a strike. And the 0-1 delivery, breaking ball, foul tipped into the mitt. It is 0-2. Peden delivers. Slider low and away. Reeder lays off. That is the first run of the night across the MLB Draft League. Mahoning Valley Williamsport still scoreless to the bottom of the fourth. Frederick, West Virginia, no score. Bottom two at the home of the Keys. Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. 1-2 pitch. That is fisted foul, first base side. Tumbles on to the top of the Trenton dugout. 1-2 the count. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m., and then Sunday's matchup will be a 6 o'clock game as well. Of course, with the long weekend, with the Labor Day holiday coming up on Monday, Night game Sunday here. But then a day game for the Spikes Monday afternoon in Williamsport. And the 1-2, soft pop fly, but drops in between right center field, a base hit. Rosso getting waved around. Rocaforte's throw to the plate is cut off, and it's 2-0. And judging from Jacob Peden's reaction, he might have liked to see that ball go through to the plate. But it's an RBI single for Reeder, a well-placed one. And the Thunder with a crooked number here in the second. Now Ian Battipaglia, the batter, the designated hitter in the nine slot, wearing that white helmet. Everybody else wears the black helmet typical of the Thunder, but Battipaglia with the alternate dome, 274 batting average, four doubles, four triples, 13 runs knocked in. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Battipaglia out of Franklin Pierce University, Division II Northeast 10 school, native of Cheshire, Connecticut. 1-1. Breaking ball and a strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. And the pitch. That is lifted in the air down the right field line. That will curve foul, headed toward the Delaware. Count remains the same. Again, not too much foul ground here. And it gets severely curtailed. The bullpens are fenced off from the field, but there's only about 2 yards of space between the foul line and the bullpens and left and right field lines. 1-2, foul back to the screen. It is 330 feet down those foul lines, 407 feet to dead center field here. 10-foot-high walls all the way around, and there are billboards above them across left center, and right center field. But the yellow home run line is at the 10-foot mark. And the 1-2, fouled back to the screen again off the fastball. Flag in center has been waving around all night. Temperature is about to dip into the 60s here this evening. Right now, wind is about 5 to 10 miles an hour as the 1-2 pitch again fouled away. First base side. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. The last four have all been fouled off by Battipaglia. One ball, two strikes, runner on first, one out. And Trenton now leading 2-0. The pitch, that is fouled away. First base side over the Trenton bullpen and onto the netting. That separates the kid zone area here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Or protects it, rather, from those foul balls. 1-2. Peden to the plate. Slider just missed the outer edge. Battipaglia laid off. That came awfully close. Again, we don't have the benefit of the TrackMan strike zone tonight. And the pitch. Tap to the right side. To his left goes Russell. Scoops it. Throw to first in time. Reeder moves to second as Battipaglia does hit behind the runner. But there are two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Ryan Vogel got a reprieve on a dropped foul pop-up and worked a walk, but was left there in the first inning. Top of the Trenton order now. And the pitch. That is fouled back. And must have stayed up in the suite level, I guess, as it went behind home plate. Fans right in front of us were waiting for it to come back down, and nope. It was not going to come back down. 0-1 the count. Peden turns towards second. Back standing is Reeder. Count still 0-1. And tomorrow night, 6 p.m. matchup. Sunday night, 6 p.m. as well. Don't know exactly how the Trenton rotation will look. The 0-1 in tight and turning away is Vogel. That came close to the left elbow, but missed it. And it's ball one. Meanwhile, for the Spikes, Peden going tonight. And we expect to see Jordan Morales tomorrow night. The 1-1 lifted in the air down the right field line. Rocaforte on the move, but this will be out of his reach and tumbles foul. That narrow space between the bullpen and the foul line. One ball and two strikes. Now you can tell we're getting near the end of the season here in Trenton, but there is, like in Medler Field at Lebrano Park, a renovation project that is about to get underway here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark as well. They'll do some field replacement also. They actually have to change the dimensions of the ballpark somewhat so that they have the minimum foul territory now prescribed in the Major League Baseball standards, the same one that the renovations at Medler Field and Lebrano Park are following. So 1-2 lifted in the air, foul ground, first base side, actually goes all the way into the seats. Still 1-2. Somebody with the air horn trying to start some chanting here. 1-2. The pitch. Down and away, slide of that time from Jake. 2-2 the count. Now the lights have taken over as the source of sight here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. We're approaching official sundown, but the skies have been overcast from the very beginning of the game. And the 2-2, foul tip into the mitt. Spiegel hangs on, strike three. Jacob Peden with his third strikeout tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Trenton strikes first, two runs, two hits, one error, one runner left on base. End of two innings, 2-0 Thunder on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 8-1-1 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the third inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, and it's Kyle. All right, check that. Parker Cadu, 29, leading off rather than 28. Cadu, Manny Jackson, and Cam Buford to start it off here. Jacob Tenner, the left-hander, is back on. Remember, his longest outing of the year is three innings. He's getting the start tonight, but he is now pitching with a 2-0 lead, and his first delivery to Cadu is a breaking ball for a strike. Parker this season batting .248, but with a .328 on base percentage, a pitch low for a ball, 1-1. Cadu with 6 doubles, 3 triples, 13 RBIs, and he is a perfect 15 of 15 in stolen bases this season. He was part of that team record 9 steal game last night for the Spikes, went 2 for 2 there. As he pops it up third base side, they've got the parade going. They've got the campaign here going on saying Boomer for president. And it is Boomer, not the one we're familiar with from Williamsport, but the Trenton Thunder Boomer. And he has 2 vice presidential candidates, which are the other mascots. 2-2 now to Cadu as that pitch outside. Parker held off. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Denner sets, delivers. There's a grounder back through the box, up the middle, into center field, a base hit. That's the first hit the Spikes have been able to get against Jacob Denner since July the 12th, which, by the way, was in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. Makes a string of 5 2/3 perfect innings for Denner against the Spikes. And the leadoff man is on. And we talk about Cadu, 15 of 15 in steal attempts. Denner's a lefty. It's tougher to steal off of him. But Cadu's going to size him up. And Parker has a tremendous ability to get a great jump. Manny Jackson bunts, but he pops it up foul. And it deflects right in front of the official scorer in the press box. And down to the seats below. Went over the netting. Dropped just to my left. 0-1 the count. A little bit of a surprise to see Manny try to drop one down, throw to first, and Cadu back diving. But again, down 2-0, trying to make something happen. Now the third baseman Blake is in. The pitch is a strike. Taking off for second is Cadu. The throw there, not in time. Well, the pitch clipped the corner in Mark Rowan's eyes, but Cadu has his 16th stolen base of the season. And that now puts him into a tie for third in the MLB Draft League second half with teammate Cam Buford in that category. At least from what we can tell, Jake Sakata of Mahoney Valley with 18 to start the night as the 0-2 to Jackson. A breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Went curveball that time to Denner. That's his 5th strikeout tonight. Runner on second, one out as Cam Buford now comes to the plate. For the season, Cam, who has appeared in back-to-back HBCU Swingman Classics at All-Star Weekend and set the Grambling State career record in home runs, is batting .252 with 6 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 31 RBIs across 2 halves of the season, and a .380 on base percentage. And the first pitch to him here is a strike. Fastball at 89, 0-1 the count. Buford was 2-for-5, scored a pair of runs, knocked in a run, and also had a stolen base last night. And there, oh, Cadu taking off for third, and Denner trying to chase him down. Now Denner throws to third. Here comes Blake towards second, and the throw and the tag applied. And that's the second baseman, Engelhardt, who finishes it off. So it's a pickoff and caught stealing, 1-5-4. Now Cadu is tremendous at getting those great jumps, but sometimes it's just a bluff. And Denner called the bluff that time. And Cadu very nearly ran his way out of it. Denner didn't know exactly where to go with the baseball at first. But he kept running towards Cadu, which is the fundamental play. 0-1 the count to Buford, and now the bases are empty with 2 down here in the top of the third. Spikes are trailing 2-0. And time is called before the 0-1 pitch. Chris Reeder, the catcher, I think something was in his eye or bothering him on his face behind the mask, so he cleared it out. Now he is ready to go, and the count is 1-1, and Denner delivers. And there's a grounder up the middle, but Rosso to his left able to get this one on 2 hops. Throw to first, stretch by DeRoe, and he's able to haul it in time to end the inning. Spikes grab their first hit, but leave nobody. Two and a half gone. 2-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Trenton with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the third in the opener of this three-game series. Checking the rest of the MLB Draft League on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Williamsport has taken a 1-0 lead on Mahoning Valley. They're halfway home at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, heading into the bottom of the fifth. Meanwhile, West Virginia has opened up a 2-0 lead on Frederick, top of the third. The Black Bears leading the way in the MLB Draft League second-half standings with a half-game lead on Trenton entering tonight's action. First pitch by Jacob Peden here in the bottom of the third is low for a ball to Chase Engelhard. Engelhard flied out to left field his first time up. Peden gets the sign, going exclusively from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. High fastball. Tied him up inside. 1-1. Again, West Virginia leading. Trenton a half game back. Mahoning Valley a game and a half back. The Spikes a game and a half back. Frederick is three games back. Now they probably have the toughest road to the title. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Not only do they have to overcome the three-game margin, but they have got three other teams to fight through, four when you consider the current leader, West Virginia. 2-1. That is low and away. 3-1 the count. And, of course, Williamsport, the first-half champion. So they are awaiting who will be coming to Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field for that league title game this coming Thursday, September 5th. Three balls and a strike. Peden to the plate. Up and in, ball four. As the third walkie is issued in the game. And the leadoff man has reached in all three innings for the Thunder, playing tonight as the Pork Rolls. As Jack O'Reilly will now step in. O'Reilly, the left fielder, flying out to right fielder Austin Rocaforte in the first. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count to the righty O'Reilly. And O'Reilly, the leading RBI man for the Thunder for the year in total and for the second half. He has 44 total, 32 of them here in half number two, as the 0-1 is a pop-up sky-high to first. Actually deflects off something concrete over on that side and kicks up further into the concourse. The RBI leader in the MLB Draft League second half, Jack O'Reilly. Chang-Yon Lee of Mahoning Valley now one back entering the night at 31. Sharp grounder to short. Taken by Cadu. Throw to second for one. Russell on to first. Double play, 6-4-3. 32nd double play turned on the ground by the Spikes simply in the second half of the season. And now the base is empty and two gone here in the bottom of the third. Andy Blake stepping to the plate. Blake, the 6'4 third baseman. Again, previously a member of the Los Angeles Angels organization. Actually played at AAA with Salt Lake earlier this year. Spent most of his time in high A. And the first pitch from Peden to Blake inside for a ball. Meanwhile, Spikes, who made a roster move, and Sebastian Castro, a former Mets farmhand, now in the fold. So is Carmine Lane, who was most recently with the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Marlins single-A team, also spent time at High A Beloit, and a single-A affiliate of the Marlins down in Jupiter, where, of course, they share a facility with the Palm Beach Cardinals, and well acquainted with movement from the Spikes to Palm Beach through the years. But Lane, a USF product, that's South Florida, was a first-team All-American Athletic Conference performer. We may well see him at some point in this one as the pitch to Blake sent sky-high to center but posted underneath it. Hill puts it away, and the inning is over. Nothing across for Trenton in the third. We go to the fourth. Thunder still out in front, 2-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the fourth inning here in Trenton, Thunder leading the Spikes 2-0. But while most of the activity among Happy Valley Athletics is out of town this week, and of course Penn State football starting its 2024 season in West Virginia tomorrow at noon. Steve Jones is down there with that one, along with Jack Hamm and Brian Tripp, Roger Corey, Bob Taylor, and the crew there as well. They'll have the call starting at 10:30. But plenty of other action back in Happy Valley, including Penn State Field Hockey's season opener today, a tough luck defeat at the hands of Virginia, although Olympian, U.S. Olympian, Fia Gladio did score the first goal of the year for the Nittany Lion field hockey team. And the first pitch of the fourth inning for the Spikes, or to the Spikes, is a ball down, and rather a strike down and into Austin Rocaforte. Jacob Denner remains on the mound for Trenton. Does not look like there's anybody up in the Trenton bullpen down the right field line just yet, but it can be tough to tell from this angle as the 0-1 lofted foul into the seats first base side. Two strikes on Rocaforte, who struck out his first time up against Denner. Jacob Denner has faced the minimum so far. He did allow a hit to Parker Cadu, but picked him off second base. The 0-2 is low for a ball. 2-2. Of course, a pickoff caught stealing. It's a move that's worked out so well for Parker this year, but Denner just had it timed up, turned around at the right time, or committed to him at the right time. And Rocaforte reaches out, pokes this one towards center, but on for it is Vogel, and he'll make the catch. One gone. Penn State women's volleyball in action tonight down in Knoxville, Tennessee, leading the Volunteers 2-1 in the best of five sets match. Meanwhile, Penn State men's soccer playing its home opener tonight against Pitt at Jeffrey Field, and the Nittany Lions have the 1-0 lead at halftime. On the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, and Kyle Russell at the plate. 23 years old today. Be a great birthday gift for him to help the Spikes on to victory. Bounces one foul, third base side, 0-1. Kyle Russell always willing to lend a helping hand, always the genial sort, but he's a tremendously talented ball player as well. And the pitch foul back to the screen, 0-2. And Kyle Russell, his first 2 weeks as a Spike, he was finding his way, and then something just clicked. And he has been at or near the top of the order ever since. He's really batted from 2 through 5 for the last month. And again, I go back to that Paint the Park pink game. He had three hits that night, and that's where it all started. Grounder up the middle, though. Backhanded by Engelhorn. Throw on to first in time. Two gone. Again, the Spikes have one more home game on tap here in 2024. It'll be coming up Tuesday night, 6:35, taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters. It'll be the middle game of that final three-game series of the year. And one more fireworks show will light up the skies after the game. Ace Baldwin Jr. will be on hand to make a special appearance. Plus, it's Dollar Dog Night. First 2,000 dogs, a buck apiece. That's hot dogs, of course. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. First pitch to Caleb Hill, swung on and missed. Curveball from Denner. 0-1 the count. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Tickets for Tuesday's home finale available now at statecollegespikes.com. As the 0-2 lifted foul behind the plate. Spikes ticket office was open today. It will open back up on Tuesday. Be open 9 a.m. all the way to the end of that game. But as the Spikes offices celebrate the Labor Day holiday on Monday, you can, again, access statecollegespikes.com all weekend long. And a pitch timer violation is called on Jacob Denner. He stumbled a bit as he was starting into his motion, but it may have been because he was trying to quicken it to beat the timer. So 1-2 the count. First pitch timer violation of the game on either side, and the pitch is cued foul behind home. Still 1-2. Now the pitch timer here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark is positioned a little differently, at least in the outfield. Behind the plate, it's the same, one to each side towards the dugouts. But the center field timer is further off to the left because that's the only room that's available for it. The pitch down and away. Appeal to third on the swing. Bobby Riccardi says no go. 2-2 the count to Hill. Base is empty. Two gone. Top of the fourth. Spikes trailing 2-0. And the pitch. Breaking ball just missed outside. Boy, that was awful close. And the count is full. You're going to have to earn it tonight. Full count. Denner delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Able to notch his sixth strikeout of the night, Jacob Denner has still faced the minimum through four. And Trenton has a 2-0 lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official
official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, OneStop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes. This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
We remind you that this is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The homestanding Thunder playing tonight as the Pork Rolls, leading the Spikes 2-0. Opener of this three-game series. We play tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 6 p.m. in a crucial series for the Spikes' postseason hopes. Game and a half out of first, technically in fourth place, but really in a virtual tie for third with Mahoning Valley. And by the way, the Scrappers still trailing Williamsport, 1-0, top of the sixth inning. And the pitch down and in for a ball. 1-0 to Pete DeRocher. Started the bottom of the second inning with a single, stole second, and then on a double steal, he stole third and scored on an error. The 1-0. Swung on, lifted to center, playable for Hill, ranging to his right, settles up underneath it, makes the catch, one gone. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, West Virginia maintains a 2-0 lead on Frederick. Bottom of the third inning there. Talking with David Carpenter after the game last night, he was thinking that the weather might be a little dicey down in Frederick, but it looks like it's absolutely clear down there tonight, or at least the same as it is here. Maybe some overcast skies, but no threat of precipitation. Santino Rosso, the batter, he walked and stole second on that double steal, ended up scoring, broken back rounder back to Pete, and the pitcher hurries over to first, underhands it on to Castro, two down. Hunter Duroux, the batter, struck out against Pete in his first chime up. And of those two runs in the second inning, just double-checking, they are indeed both earned, although there was the error mixed in, but further action rendered that run earned. Duroux in the right-handed box. And now Adonis Smith, who, with runners on base, again, he's as close to home plate as any third base coach we've seen. He's set way back now. He's almost right next to Bobby Riccardi, the umpire, set up on the foul line. First pitch strike to Duroux off the slider, 0-1. Peden comes back. Another slider, swung on and missed. Actually, that might have been the curve from Peden. Dove low that time, out of the way of Duroux's bat. 0-2 the count, base is empty, two outs. 2-0 Trenton, top, rather the bottom of the fourth inning, I should say. And the 0-2 swung on to center field. Hill underneath it, going back, but now just waiting for it to fall into the mitt. It does, and the inning is over as Jacob Peden records a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the fifth here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Home team leading 2-0 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, Jacob Denner, whose previous longest outing of the season was 3 innings out of the bullpen, making his first start of the year tonight, goes into the 5th inning here. Denner has thrown 64 pitches, 41 of them for strikes. And, of course, this is coming after that 3-inning outing, which was against the Spikes, took place on August 22nd, 8 nights ago. His last outing was 3 nights ago here against Williamsport. He did go 2 innings in that game. And he threw 56 pitches in those 2 innings. Crosscutters made him work. First pitch strike to Josh Spiegel, the catcher, grounded out to third his last time up. But Denner tonight has only allowed one hit, and he has faced the minimum. Pitch swung on and missed, breaking ball down and away. Two strikes to Spiegel. Spikes trailing 2-0. Thunder with two hits, the Spikes with one, but State College with two errors. 0-2. Breaking ball low. Chris Reeder encouraging him, telling him that was a good pitch, trying to get Spiegel to chase, but Josh did not. Now Denner goes exclusively from the stretch. Set of the belt, a 1-2, and Spiegel sends it foul down the right field line, tailing toward the Delaware River. We're here in the state capital, New Jersey. Of course, it's, speaking of that Delaware River, Trenton just across the river from the northern suburbs of Philly. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the 7th strikeout for Jacob Denner tonight. One gone in the top of the 5th. Well, two ways to look at it. Spikes are trailing 2-0, but they know that if they can get something going, they can really keep it going. We saw that last night. Spikes were down 8-3 going into the 8th inning, and then all of a sudden they just caught fire. 4 runs brought the tying run into scoring position in both the 8th and 9th innings. Unfortunately, just needed one more hit that they did not get. Well, they can rally with the best of them, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. And they've had success here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark as well. Even though much of this roster was not here in the opening week of the 2024 season, Tim Battle was, Jared Brown was, and the coaching staff, Manny Jackson was. He had a 4-hit game that opening week as the 1-0 to Cooper Hex just swung on and missed 1-1. Well, they have seen the Spikes succeed here. Now trying to do so in the final weekend of the season with games going on through Wednesday in the regular season, the title game on Thursday in Williamsport. The pitch low and away, ball 2. Cooper is 0-for-1 tonight, struck out his first time up. A lefty-lefty matchup here, starting a string of 4 in a row, and the 2-1 lifted foul, third base side. Well, something for that Hext is well aware of, having usually hit at or near the top of the order this year, extending out the pitch count for Denner would probably be helpful here. He has already now surpassed the 56 pitches he threw earlier this week, which was the most in a game for the Thunder this year that he has thrown. As the pitch bounced foul behind the plate, 2-2. But if the Spikes can dip into the Trenton bullpen, that'll be a welcome relief. We'll try to touch up Denner before that happens, though, as the 2-2 outside for a ball, 3-2. Tim Battle telling his team before the game tonight that this is their playoffs. They are in essentially a playoff series here this weekend with Trenton. As if they have postseason hopes, beating the Thunder will be key. And a 3-2 pitch, bounce down the first baseline, foul. Still a full count unhexed. With Castro to follow, Cadu after that. Trenton's runs, both of them in the second inning. 2-0 score here in the top of the fifth. Wind still 5 to 10 miles an hour, blowing in from left center. And the 3-2 pitch swung on and missed strike three. Hext extends the at-bat out to 8 pitches, but Denner notches his 8th strikeout of the evening. And his 3rd in a row. 2 gone in the top of the 5th is Sebastian Castro, who grounded one sharply to first, but one that was handled by Durow. And his first at-bat steps into the left-handed box. Born in New York City, signed out of the Dominican Republic, played 2 years in the Dominican Summer League in the Mets organization, spent time at 3 levels for the Mets earlier this year. First pitch strike over the outside corner, 0-1. Denner delivers, swing and a miss. Big cut by Sebastian, but tailed away from him, 0-2, and Denner has tremendous movement on his pitches. 2 strikes, 2 outs, base is empty. A lefty sets and deals. Castro fouls it behind home. And Jordan Morales set to go for the Spikes tomorrow night. I think it'll be Craig Scherer on the mound for Trenton, but we'll see who it actually is. Scherer is also a left-handed pitcher. That'll be another tremendous matchup if that's the case. And the 0-2 down and away. Castro lays off. Ball one. Sunday, a 6 p.m. matchup. Chris Shaw would be next up in the rotation for Sunday and coming off of his best start as a Spike. Of course, we've said that about him his last 3 outings as well. High and away for a ball, 2-2. It's been a long road for Chris Shaw through this season, even as short as it has been. Here in the second half, his time with the Spikes, it's been a long road, but he has come all the way back in the 2-2 to Castro. Curveball swung on and missed strike three. Denner strikes out the side in order for the second time tonight. 4 consecutive strikeouts now for the lefty and 9 total in the game. Halfway home at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, it is the Thunder leading the Spikes 2-0. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning in Trenton. 2-0 lead for the homestanding Thunder, playing tonight as the Pork Rolls. Jacob Peden back on the mound for the Spikes. We've talked about Jacob Denner's pitch count for Trenton, making his first start of the year. Now at 69 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. Peden is at 64, 41 of them for strikes through four innings of work. And the first pitch to Chris Reeder, bounced foul, third base side. Now Peden, last time out, went 97 pitches against Williamsport, went seven innings in that one. He has thrown 93 pitches or more in all five of his starts since joining the rotation to begin the month of August. And the 0-1, breaking ball, a strike over the outer, or rather the inner half, to the righty, Reeder. 0-2 the count. Jake out of the University of Missouri most recently. A native of Greenville, North Carolina. And the 0-2, breaking ball. Did he go? Yes, he did. Plate umpire Mark Rowan makes the call. Strike three, and Jacob Peden with his third strikeout. All right, check that. His fourth strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Recorded three strikeouts over the first two innings, and the fourth comes here in the bottom of the fifth. And Ian Battipaglia, the designated hitter, now up. 0-1 with the ground out to second. Bounces this one up the middle, taken by the shortstop Cadu. Throw to first, and Josh Spiegel now at first base. Makes the play. And so Sebastian Castro is checked out of the game, and for the first time, we see Carmine Lane, who just joined the club today. He arrived here at the ballpark actually ahead of the Spikes. A little bit of a travel issue for State College. Nothing major, but delayed our arrival here in Trenton for a little while. Our thanks to everybody who helped out with that. And Carmine Lane flew into Philadelphia International Airport, got a ride here to the ballpark, and he's just hanging out when the Spikes arrived today. So Carmine Lane is in the game. Behind the plate, catcher out of South Florida, native of Delray Beach, Florida. Again, former Marlins farmhand. He was a 19th-round draft pick of the Marlins in 2022, so three seasons there. Now he's with the Spikes. 23 years of age, 6 foot, 200 pounds, and the 1-1 pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. No other changes in the field for the Spikes. Actually, I checked that. Austin Rocaforte is out, and Castro has gone to right. So the change actually is Lane going into the leadoff spot. And that pitch misses, 3-1 the count. So Castro now in right, Spiegel at first base, Lane catching. It's still Hexton left, Hill in center, Russell at second, Cadu at short, Buford at third. And the 3-1 called strike. Off speed over the inner portion of the plate. Vogel was on his way to first, but he'll get reeled back in. Peden comes set. And the 3-2. And a tapper foul. That deflected off Vogel in the right-handed batter's box, so the count remains full. And that hit off Vogel's leg. He's going to stretch it out a little bit. Lane will be due up fourth here in the sixth inning. Vogel with the 3-2 swing fouls it back to the suites here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Count remains full. On with you tomorrow night at 5:45 before the 6 p.m. matchup for the middle game of this three-game set. Only five games remaining on the regular season slate for the Spikes after this one, as a 3-2 curveball dips across the inside corner for a called strike three. Five strikeouts for Jacob Peden tonight as he has retired the last eight batters in order. Nine consecutive outs with a double play factored in. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health and the most important people in their lives, their children. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Three up, three down once again Five innings complete, still 2-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Parker Cadu, Manny Jackson, Cam Buford due up for the Spikes here in the top of the sixth inning. Jacob Denner back on the mound for the Trenton Thunder, playing tonight as the Trenton Pork Rolls. It is 2-0 Trenton out in front, and the first pitch to Parker Cadu, a strike. Cadu has the lone hit for the Spikes thus far, a single up the middle. He stole second, but then a pickoff caught stealing. After that is Denner. Made the move at the right time, and the 0-1 swung on and missed, 0-2. Breaking ball that time, and again, Lane now in the game at catcher. Will be due up fourth in this inning. And the 0-2. Called strike three, got him with a breaking ball on the outer edge. 10 strikeouts for Jacob Denner, 5 in a row. So the second Spikes opponent to record double-digit strikeouts in a game this week after Christian Womble did so Wednesday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Denner continues just an outstanding season. This is not atypical for him. I mean, Denner now has 49 strikeouts, 53 if you count all of his quote-unquote college action. Tracked by MLB Advanced Media, the official statistician of the MLB Draft League. But here in the MLB Draft League this year, 49 strikeouts, 4 walks. That's absurd. 1-0 to Manny Jackson, the DH, cued foul down the third baseline. 1-1 the count to Manny. He struck out back in the third inning. Denner has faced the minimum so far. Again, Cadu has the lone hit. He's been the only base runner for the Spikes tonight, but it is still just a 2-0 game. Denner sets, delivers. Fastball for a strike to Jackson, the last of four consecutive lefties in the lineup. Buford a righty, Lane on deck, or actually in the hole right now, also a right-handed hitter. The 1-2, breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. 11 strikeouts for Jacob Denner. 6 in a row. 2 down in the top of the sixth inning, and here's Cam Buford. Well, I guess if nothing else, you can say that the Spikes are not being overly patient. 10 of the 11 strikeouts have been swinging. And here is Buford, 0-1 with a ground out to short. The pitch. Down and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, now all three of the Spikes catchers have been deployed in the game. And so the hope is you don't run into an emergency where you have to lose the DH spot, because that's where Manny Jackson's at. The 1-0 swung on and missed, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Downer to the plate. Cued foul, first base side. One and two. Ramada out of town, scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. It is now 1-1 between Williamsport and Mahoning Valley. Bottom of the sixth. They are to the bottom of the fifth in Frederick. The Keys trailing West Virginia. Current leader in the second half standings, 2-0. 1-2. Fades outside. Cam lays off. MLB portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Braves leading the Phillies 7-1. Top of the seventh. Cubs up 7-3 on the Nationals. Bottom six. 2-2. Called strike three. Breaking ball around the knees. And Cam Buford just asking where that one was at. And we do not have the benefit of the TrackMan strike zone tonight, unfortunately, but be interested to see that one. Nevertheless, Jacob Denner has now struck out seven consecutive batters, 12 total tonight. And he has faced the minimum through six innings of work. It's still Trenton 2, State College nothing, going to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Jacob Peden has performed admirably tonight. Even as Jacob Denner for Trenton has recorded 12 strikeouts, Peden has put together an outstanding outing as well. He's recorded the last nine straight outs himself consecutively with a double play at the outset. The last eight batters down in order. Five strikeouts for Peden. Only two runs against him. But they're the only two runs of the game so far as the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth inning to Chase Engelhardt is bounced foul third base side. Engelhardt flied out to left field in the first, walked in the third. No runs, one hit, two errors for the Spikes. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Trenton. 0-1. Fades low and away. Engelhardt lays off. Ball one. Elsewhere on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues tonight, the Brewers leading the Reds 4-0, bottom of the seventh. Red Sox up 4-3 on the Tigers, bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-1. Lifted in the air, left field. Hex going back. He's turned around, and that one is off the top of the wall. Into second with a double is Engelhardt. And the Thunder, the pork rolls, and the dugout are saying home run. Adonis Smith from the third base coaching box is asking also for a discussion among the officials, the umpires. And Bobby Riccardi, the third base umpire, is the one who called it. A ball in play. Now, remember, there is the yellow home run line, but there are billboards above and below it. It can be tough to tell. And now they're going to say home run. And I would say this is not definitive, but Cooper Hex probably had the best look at it. And he does not seem to be contravening the call at all. So Engelhard with a solo homer to left. And that makes it a 3-0 game in favor of the Thunder. A 370-foot home run, 102 miles an hour off the bat. And given that TrackMan, we do have access to the distance data tonight, and says 370, and given that, stands to reason that that was a home run based on that. But again, it can be very tough to see where that ball actually lands against that left field wall. As the 0-1 to Jack O'Reilly, down and in, ball one. First pitch slider, next one, another slider missing. So for Engelhard, that is his third home run of the season. A beautiful slider that time on the inside corner from Peden, and it's 1-2. But it extends the Trenton lead. And the pitch. That is popped up first base side, into the seats it goes. And really, that is by far the hardest hit ball of the game for the Thunder. Now, Pete DeRocher reached base on a single in the second. Chris Reeder's flare to right field brought in the game's second run. And it was just an in-between ball. And the pitch, and that is lofted to left field, drops in for a base hit. So O'Reilly with the second consecutive hit now for the Thunder. Four hits total in the game. In fact, that single by DeRocher was an infield single. Parker Cadieux had to back up on it into the outfield grass, but still, ball was hardly hit out of the infield. But now, Trenton Batts starting to cook just a bit. Jacob Peden will try to turn off the heat. Andy Blake is 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Spikes have already turned one double play tonight. They're 32nd on the ground in the second half. First pitch strike, fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Padres lead the Rays 10-4 top of the fifth. Yankees on top of the Cardinals 4-2 bottom of the sixth. And the pitch popped up left center field. Hill on the run makes the catch, the center fielder putting it away. Back to first goes O'Reilly, one gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. We also remind you the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Pirates leading the Guardians 6-4, bottom of the fifth inning. Howdy Talon is a two-run homer, his 12th of the year. And here's a grounder on to short, taken by Cadieux. Flips the second for one. Russell on to first. The second 6-4-3 double play of the night. Turned by the Spikes. The infield defense has remained solid through all the ups and downs of the second half. And it's no different here in the sixth inning. However, Trenton gets back on the board thanks to Chase Engelhard's solo homer. Two hits in the inning. Nobody left. Six innings gone by. It's now Trenton 3. State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A little throwback night. They're going through the decades here tonight at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. They're into the 90s now. Backstreet Boys, Full House, all that good stuff. And now, for the first time, we will see Carmine Lane at the plate as a Spike, the South Florida product, former Miami Marlins farmhand. I was about to say Florida Marlins. Might be showing my age there. And he takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Lane, a 19th round draft choice of the Marlins in 2022 out of USF, where he was an All-American Athletic Conference first-team selection. First pitch, the 1-0 pitch, a fastball for a strike. It is now 1-1. Jacob Denner still on the mound. 12 strikeouts for the left-hander. Tonight. And his 1-1 pitch is lined foul, first base side. Denner has struck out the last seven batters in order. He has faced the minimum. He's allowed one hit, picked off that runner, and that's been it. And the 1-2 off the bat of Lane is foul, first base side. And now he has staked Trenton to a 3-0 lead, or they have staked him to that 3-0 lead. And Denner shows no signs of slowing. Don't see anybody warming up in the Trenton bullpen right now. As the 1-2 pitch down and away, ball two. Denner has now thrown 86 pitches, 62 of them for strikes. Jacob Peden has thrown 87 through six innings of work as the 2-2 popped up sky high to the left side of the infield. Rosso waits for it on reentry and into the glove. One down. Kyle Russell up for the third time. Strikeout and a ground out so far. Ramada out of town. Scoreboard in the bigs. The A's and Rangers tied at one. Top of the third. Royals and Astros scoreless tie. Bottom three in Houston. Blue Jays and Twins 0-0 in the top of the third. Bottom of the second on the south side of Chicago. Hey, it's 1-1. White Sox and the Mets. Orioles and Rockies scoreless top of the first. First pitch to Russell, a strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Mariners and Angels to meet later tonight. The Giants to host the Marlins. The Dodgers visit the Diamondbacks. And earlier today, game one of a doubleheader between the Brewers and the Reds went Milwaukee's way, 5-4 in 10 innings. Willy Adames with a solo homer of note in that one. And the pitch, a strike on the inner half, 0-2 to Russell. Denner gets the sign from Reeder. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Well, Jacob Denner, who 3 days ago tossed two innings, 56 pitches against the Williamsport Crosscutters, has come back and thrown 6 1/3 so far. Here's a tapper to the left side, charging in blank. Grabs it, throw across the diamond in time. DeRow with a good stretch at first. Two down in the top of the seventh. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Actually, also this being a high school football Friday, we'll see if we can grab some of the local high school scores. Penn Cambria leading Phillipsburg Osceola 24-13 in the third quarter. Baldy Galeria leading Central Cambria 18-14 in the third. Pitch is low for a ball to Caleb Hill, 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. McCourt Carroll leading Bishop Guilfoyle 6-0 in the second quarter. Bedford up 28-0 on Penns Valley in the third. And the pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0. Belfont, an upset victor over Central in Roaring Spring last week. They're leading Chestnut Ridge 14-3 third quarter. Got a proud alum sitting right here. 2-0, swung on and missed, 2-1. And, of course, it being football season, we remind you the Penn State Nittany Lions take on West Virginia tomorrow at noon down in Morgantown, Milan Puskar Stadium. Steve Jones, Jack Hamm have all the action starting at 10:30. A bunt to the third base side. Denner picks it up. He won't have a play. And Caleb Hill lays down the bunt single. Now, remember, the Spikes already had a hit, so the unwritten rule on that occasion remains unbroken. But Hill trying something, and finally the Spikes. We've seen them try to bunt before. Manny Jackson tried to bunt earlier in this game with nobody on base. But Caleb Hill successfully lays down the bunt single, the second hit of the night. Now he is on with Josh Spiegel at the plate, now playing first base. Josh 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout, takes ball one inside. 3-0 Trenton here in the top of the seventh. Spike's just looking to get something going. And there should be two hits, I believe, unless that was called something else, and it was a hit. That pitch, a strike on the inner edge. 1-1 to Spiegel. And the wind's still blowing in about 5-10 miles an hour. And there goes Hill. The pitch is high for a ball. The throw to second, not in time. And Caleb Hill with the stolen base, second of the night for the Spikes. Both runners that have reached base have been able to steal second. Parker Cadu did so in the third before Denner was able to pick him off, and now Hill records the steal, which for him is his seventh in as many attempts with the Spikes. The 2-1 to Spiegel. Liner into the center field, a base hit. Hill's getting waved around. Here comes the throw from Vogel to the plate. It's not in time. Sliding in safely, Caleb Hill. And Josh Spiegel comes through with yet another RBI single. He did it last night when the Spikes nearly came back from a five-run deficit, coming through with an RBI double to bring the Spikes within one in the eighth inning last night. He has recorded an RBI now in each of the last four games. And now the tying run is at the plate in Cooper Hext. 0 for 2 so far with a pair of strikeouts, but the Spikes are on the board. It's 3-1. And the fastball down and away, 1-0 the count to Hext. 12 strikeouts tonight for Jacob Denner, but maybe the Spikes can get something going. And for the first time tonight, I do see a Trenton right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. And now Denner's kind of taking a peek out toward right field. That was his 101st pitch of the night. 70 have been for strikes. Adonis Smith riding the left-hander, but it's been successful. And here's a grounder on to second, picked up by Englehart. Throw to first in time. And for the first time tonight, the Spikes touch up Jacob Denner just a tad. A run on two hits, manufactured well. One runner left on base, but now it is time to stretch here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. And the Spikes are within two. Once again, it's 3-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible,
Visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jacob Peden back on the mound for the Spikes. A quality start for him so far. Three runs on four hits. Three walks. He has struck out five. And Santino Rosso, Hunter DeRoe, and Chris Reeder do up against him. The 6-7-8 batters in the Trenton order here in the bottom of the seventh. The Thunder playing tonight as the Pork Rolls, leading 3-1. Peden with his 88th pitch of the night. It's high and away for a ball 1-0. Now, Jacob Denner threw 102 pitches, 71 for strikes. I would venture to say that Adonis Smith and pitching coach Sean Chacon are not going to send him out for an eighth inning of work. But what an outing. 12 strikeouts, one run on three hits. He faced just two over the minimum as the pitch swung on and missed by Rosso, 1-1. Rosso 0-for-1 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored tonight. Two in the second for Trenton, one in the sixth on Chase Englehard's solo homer, which originally was ruled a double, but then after consultation amongst the umpires, became a home run. And I'll admit, I didn't see it. It is very tough to see against the left field background here at Trenton Thunder whether a ball actually passes over that home run line. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Peden with his sixth strikeout tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. One gone in the bottom of the seventh, and here is Hunter DeRoe, the first baseman, 0-for-2, a strikeout in the second, a flyout in the fourth. 3-1 Trenton. They've out-hit the Spikes 4-2. Stick College with both errors in the game. And the pitch swung on the first delivery, sent to center field, but Hill is there underneath it, makes the grab, two away. Caleb Hill's been busy tonight. That is his fifth putout of the evening. But he has been equal to the task on each of them. Peden now at 92 pitches, 63 for strikes, but there is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. Actually, it looks like double-barreled action. Nope, it's just one actually warming up, and it is Peter Ostenson. First pitch to Chris Reeder, who shows bunt, draws it back. Fastball is a ball inside. 1-0 to Reeder, who drove in a run with his RBI single to right in the second. A little bit of an in-between ball. Struck out his second time up, and now on the 1-0, he's hit on the left hip with a pitch. First hit batsman of the night for either side. And with a man on and two outs, here's Ian Battapaglia. Battapaglia is 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs, one to second, one to short. Again, Josh Spiegel is now at first base. Kyle Russell is at second. Parker Cadieux at short. Cam Buford at third. Spiegel moved from catcher to first in the fifth inning. Carmine Lane entered the game as the new catcher in the fifth inning, the newest Spike. Cooper Hex in left, Caleb Hill in center for the duration. Sebastian Castro began the game at first, moved out to right field in the fifth inning as well. And the first pitch to Battapaglia, strike on the inner half, 0-1. 88 miles an hour on the fastball from Jacob. Now the 0-1 deflects away. Lane springs into action, but dashing for second is Reeder, and he will make it. And we'll see what the ruling is on that one. I believe it'll be a wild pitch. I believe it hit the ground first and deflected off the mitt. Yep, that hit the ground first. So that's going to be a wild pitch. It's automatic. If you look at Rule 9 in the official baseball rules, lays out all the scoring rules, and in it, it states that any pitch that hits the ground before getting to the catcher is automatically a wild pitch. If it's a misplay by the catcher, then it's a passed ball. That one is low for ball two. 2-1 the count. Still 2 outs in the inning. Reeder at second. Peden looks to second. The 2-1. Breaking ball, grounder to the right side, deflected by the first baseman, Spiegel. And around third is Reeder. Here comes the throw from Castro, not in time. That was just a difficult play all around. Just a salamander of a ground ball. And Battapaglia will get the RBI single to make it 4-1. Each time the spikes have been close, Trenton has had an answer. And Jacob Peden accepting some well-earned accolades from his teammates and from Tim Battle now. That'll be it for Peden after 98 pitches. It'll be tough luck. Of course, the official MLB definition of a quality start is 6 innings or more with 3 earned runs or less. That run is the 4th against him. But he certainly pitched a quality game tonight. Leaves with his team down 4-1, but he did everything he could. Just had Jacob Denner on the other side pitching out of his gourd. But with Ryan Vogel, the leadoff man in the Trenton order, due up. And the Thunder playing as the pork rolls tonight, now leading 4-1. Peter Ostenson is in. And we'll have the numbers on Ostenson as well as the rest of this 7th inning after this call to the bullpen. 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Here in the bottom of the 7th, the new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes is Peter Ostenson, who's been a very dependable reliever. A 2-2 record, ERA 4.33, making his 18th appearance, however, which is the most for a Spike in the second half out of the pen. 3 holds to his credit, 1-for-1 in saves, 27 innings of work. He's allowed 19 runs, 13 earned. On 33 hits, 19 strikeouts to 8 walks, .300 the opponent's batting average. In his last outing, he was unfortunately tagged with 2 unearned runs. In the 9th inning, as West Virginia picked up the win and Ostenson dealt the loss. But he is on now with a runner on first and 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th to face Ryan Vogel, the right-handed hitting leadoff man, center fielder for Trenton tonight, 0-for-2 with a walk. Both of his outs via strikeout. We We have the line on Jacob Peden here after Austinson's first pitch of the night. Battipaglia leading off first, throw on to first, and Battipaglia dives back in. So we'll get to it now as Jacob Peden goes 6 2/3. Again, four runs charged to him. They all are all earned, but still, I would say, a quality start. Five hits, three walks, a hit batsman, six strikeouts, 98 pitches, 65 for strikes, and Peden is also responsible for the runner on first. The first pitch to Vogel is a strike. Fastball at 89 miles an hour over the outside corner. 0-1 to the righty. 4-1 Trenton here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now out hitting the spikes 5-2. Austinson to the plate. Battipaglia takes off. Breaking ball low and away. And the throw gets into center field, but there'll be no further movement by Battipaglia as Hill backs it up. So it'll be a stolen base for Battipaglia. That's the fourth steal of the night for Trenton against the two Spikes catchers. One ball and one strike. Vogel in the right-handed box. And with 2 outs, Battipaglia will be moving on contact. The 1-1. Strike on the inner half. Slider from Pete that time. 1-2. Checking the rest of the MLB Draft League on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Williamsport has gone back out in front, and not only that, they lead at 5-1 on Mahoning Valley, top of the eighth. Suddenly resurgent crosscutters finding their game just in time for the MLB Draft League championship game that they'll host on Thursday. Meanwhile, Frederick has jumped in front of West Virginia as well, 4-2, end of the sixth inning. Well, with Mahoning Valley and West Virginia both trailing, that is good news for the Spikes, but they are looking to do some work themselves. So here is a weak grounder to the right side, taken by Spiegel, fires to Austinson, coming over to cover, and Peter wins the race to the bag. That was a great job by Josh, recognizing he needed to get that ball to the pitcher in a hurry, and it was a great job by Austinson to field that throw. 3-1 the putout, inning is over. Trenton scoring a run on a hit. One runner left on base. End of seven here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. It's Trenton 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Into the eighth inning, and for the first time tonight, the Spikes will not be facing Jacob Denner on the mound. MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week honors likely in the offing for the left-hander, who threw seven innings, allowing one run on three hits, no walks, 12 strikeouts, including seven in a row at one point. Denner threw a season-high 102 pitches, 71 of them for strikes. And he now leaves it for Adam Bogosian as the Spikes trail 4-1 here in the top of the eighth. Bogosian is making his 17th appearance for Trenton. A 1-0 record, a 5.5 ERA, three holds, 0-for-1 in save opportunities, however. 18 innings of work. He's allowed 11 runs, all earned on 16 hits, 18 strikeouts to 7 walks, a 235 opponent's batting average. Sebastian Castro, the leadoff man in the eighth, bounces it through the right side into right field, a base hit, and Castro with his first hit of the night, the Spikes fourth, and just the second time this evening that the leadoff man has reached for State College. Now Parker Cadu, who was the man that accomplished that feat back in the third inning, steps into the left-handed box to meet the righty Bogosian. Again, it's a three-run game. Now, Blake is up on the grass at third, maybe thinking there might be a bunt. I would say there won't be. And the pitch. Cadu swings the first pitch, sends it towards center. Vogel coming in, makes the catch. Castro quickly back to first. One gone. Manny Jackson now coming to the plate. He is the DH tonight, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. But now facing the righty Bogosian. Two runs in the second, one in the sixth on Chase Engelhard's solo homer. One run in the seventh for Trenton. The Spikes getting on the board in the seventh inning with their run off the bat of Josh Spiegel with the RBI single. Castro leads off first. Bogosian to the plate. Castro bluffs off first. The pitch is high for a ball. Sebastian back to the bag. Ball one. And that was certainly a bluff that had Chris Reeder thinking. He came up looking to throw, but none called for. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. Inside to flex off the mid of Reeder to the backstop. Castro will make second. Keeping his eye on Reeder the whole time as Reeder does get to the backstop, and I believe that'll be a passed ball. At least that would be my initial inclination, but we'll see what the official call is. Two and oh, the count now. Pitch was inside, but deflected off the mid of Reeder. Looked like it was within his frame. Well, if the scores hold up exactly as they are right now, as Reeder went out to the mound to have a quick chat with Bogosian, will count as a mound visit, 2-0 the count. If the scores remain the same, Trenton would be the new second-half leader, a half game ahead of West Virginia. Mahoning Valley and the Spikes would each be two games back. As here's a grounder off the mid of Bogosian onto the second baseman. Engelhard throw to first in time. Castro moves up to third. Well, there are now two outs. And it is a passed ball that sent Castro on to second. Got it as a 1-4-3 put out here. To retire Jackson, and now Cam Buford the batter. 4-1 Trenton, top of the eighth inning. Spikes don't have too many more opportunities left. They'd surely love to cash in on this one as Buford swinging the first pitch. Grounder onto short, coming in. Rosso handles it, throw to first in time. Inning is over. And now the Spikes have just one more turn left at the plate. And before that, they'll have to record three outs of their own in the bottom of the eighth. 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
A new pitcher for the Spikes in the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to keep it a 4-1 game. The home team, the Trenton Thunder, tonight playing as the Pork Rolls here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, leading 4-1. And the new man on the mound is the righty, Dalen Caraway, who has been trusted quite a bit in late-game situations by Tim Battle and Jared Brown, and for good reason. Well, the 6.32 ERA might be a little misleading. A 1-1 record, two holds, 0-for-1 in saves, but 15 and 2-thirds total innings. Again, a total 13 runs, 11 earned on 22 hits, 18 strikeouts to 9 walks. But for Caraway, he has come on late in the game several times here down the stretch. And really, most of the damage on a four-run, one-inning outing against Mahoning Valley back on August the 1st. Now, last time out against West Virginia, two runs charged to him in two-thirds of an inning, three hits, a walk, but that was in the midst of the game. So you take those out, and the ERA plummets. Actually goes down to about 3-6. Caraway to face Chase Englehart, Jack O'Reilly, Andy Blank. Book now closed on Jacob Peden, who unfortunately is on the hook right now despite what was an outstanding effort on the mound. Peter Ostenson, one-third of an inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. And Caraway's first pitch of the night here in the bottom of the eighth bounces past Carmine Lane for ball one. Now Lane, a brand-new catcher, with experience behind the plate. Ostenson, by the way, threw five pitches, four for strikes. He's had a few of those outings this year. He's been very versatile. He's had some lengthy outings. He's had those really short outings. In fact, Ostenson had a one-pitch outing earlier this year in West Virginia. Caraway now with a 1-0, up high for a ball, 2-0. Comes set, back at it, 2-0 count, the pitch. Down and in for a ball, 3-0. It's Englehart, Jack O'Reilly, and Andy Blake due up. 2-3-4 hitters in the Trenton order. Englehart with that solo homer to left after the discussion from the umpires. Last time up, he's 1-for-2. Called strike on the outer half, 3-1 the count. And the discussion was just if it was a double off the top of the wall or a home run over the line and left. Initially ruled a double. After the talk, it was a home run. 3-1 count, and the pitch. Grounder back through the box into center field, a base hit. So Englehart with a leadoff single, his second hit of the night. It is the sixth hit of the evening for Trenton, playing as the Pork Rolls. And with Englehart aboard, here is Jack O'Reilly, 1-for-3. Fly down in the first, grounded into a double play in the third, singled in the sixth. O'Reilly, the MLB Draft League's second half RBI leader, entering tonight's game. The pitch. That's a strike, right around the knees, 0-1. Chang-Yon Lee, Mahoning Valley was second, and now the Scrappers getting close again. It's 5-4, bottom of the eighth, but Williamsport is batting. 0-1, there goes Englehart. Pitch outside for a ball. There'll be no throw. Lane didn't get a clean grab on it coming out of the mitt. And Englehart with his first steal of the night. That's now five stolen bases for Trenton as a team. And for Englehart, that is his fourth of the season. He's now 4-of-7. 1-1 the count to O'Reilly. Caraway to the plate. Cued foul behind home, still 1-2. Jake Allgaier with an RBI double. Blake McRae with an RBI ground out. Chang Yun Lee with an RBI ground out as well for the Scrappers to bring them within a run. It was Lee's second RBI of the night, so actually Lee is pulled in front of O'Reilly for the MLB Draft League RBI lead in the second half. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. Biggest hit of the game so far is a two-run double from Levi Perel in the sixth inning. That, of course, is all in Williamsport. Here it's a 4-1 lead for Trenton. Bottom of the eighth inning, 2-2 the count to O'Reilly. Dalen Carraway checks second, the pitch. Breaking ball low and away, and the count is full. Frederick leading West Virginia tonight, 4-2, as they head to the eighth at Harry Grove Stadium. Alex Vergara with a two-run homer for West Virginia, but Keenan Taylor with a solo homer for Frederick. A bases-loaded walk and a two-run single for Brandon Hilton. Here's a bouncer back through the box again, and it deflects into center field for a base hit. Engelhardt around second. He scores 5-1 Trenton. Carraway went low to try to get it. Might have hit off his mitt. Definitely went off the mound. Bounced up the middle. Russell, the second baseman, went after it. But it just barely touched his leather as it bounded into center field. And O'Reilly pulls back into a tie for first place in the MLB Draft League second half RBI lead. But not something the Spikes wanted to see. And again, every time the Spikes have threatened in this game, played it close, Trenton has had a response. First pitch strike to Andy Blake on the inside corner. Blake, the 6'4 third baseman, right-handed hitter, 0-for-3 tonight. A strikeout and a pair of flyouts. The 0-1. Inside, deflects off the mitt of Lane. Moving up to second is O'Reilly. That'll be a pass ball. One and one the count. Ooh, they're actually going to call that a wild pitch. So takes the onus off the catcher there. One and one. Liner right at Cambu for the third baseman. Back in time is O'Reilly at second. One gone. Sometimes it just seems like Cam has a magnet in that mitt. He had a couple of liners come his way at first base in the series at Medler Field at Lebrano Park earlier this week. Even when he's at third, he just has a sense for gloving those down. And he gets them with a lot of mustard behind him down to the hot corner. Pete DeRocher, the batter, 1-for-3, scored the game's first run. And the pitch, ground to right side into right field, a base hit. Around third is O'Reilly. The throw from Castro will not go off. He didn't have total control of it. O'Reilly scores 6-1 Trenton. And that one might be the dagger. It'll be a base hit for DeRocher. And I believe it will be an RBI single. Santino Rosso now coming to the plate, and Pete DeRocher, well, he only played a week for the Spikes, but great affinity for him and he for Happy Valley. But he's the one that might have put it away and really put a damper on the Spikes' postseason hopes. They'll still be alive. They still have three outs to work with, but now it's a five-run margin as Santino Rosso lifts this one to left field. Playable for Hex. He makes the catch. DeRocher back to first. Two down. And it will be an RBI single for DeRocher, by the way. That is confirmed. Number 32, Hunter DeRoe. Hunter DeRoe now up 0-for-3 in the game. Strikeout and a pair of flyouts. And it's the Thunder playing tonight as the Pork Rolls that have had both of the crooked numbers on the line score tonight. There goes DeRocher. The pitch is a strike. The throw to second. Tag applied by Russell. but not in time, or at least Bobby Riccardi says, I think he slid around the tag. Took a short hop into the mid of Russell, but again, that might be the bigger bases at play now. But DeRocher with his third stolen base of the night, the sixth for the Thunder, and the 0-1 from Caraway now. Looping curve stays high, ball one. Tomorrow it's a 6 o'clock game, and it, as it appears, barring a comeback in the ninth, Spikes will be trailing the second half leader by two games with five to play. Well, the good part is they'll be playing that second half leaders. This one driven to right field. It's over the head of Castro and all the way to the wall. DeRocher scores. DeRo pulls into second with an RBI double. 7-1. Well, DeRo did hit the heck out of the ball on that one. There's no question. Sebastian Castro took the best route he could, but he was not going to be able to get to that one. 94 miles an hour off the bat. Actually surprises me. I thought it would be more. But Chris Reeder now up. Runner on second. Two outs. The pitch by Caraway outside a ball. Dalen's been so good in these late game situations, but Trenton adding on here, and they're not going to quit till the Spikes get that last out. Adonis Smith's taking no chances here with the chance to take the lead in the second half of the offing. Here's a grounder up the middle, taken in by Cadu. Slings it over to first in time. The 6-3 put out ends the inning. However, Trenton scoring three runs on four hits, no errors, one runner left on base, has extended its lead to 7-1 now entering the ninth inning. It'll be a long road to hoe for the Spikes, but stranger things have happened, so you don't want to tune away. Ninth inning coming up on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the ninth inning here in Trenton. The Spikes now trailing 7-1. Adam Bogosian, who came on in the eighth inning, allowed a leadoff single and then retired the next three batters in order. On for the ninth, this would be a save situation for Bogosian. When he came in, it was a three-run game, and if you enter a game with a lead at three or less and pitch at least one inning, you do get the save. So Bogosian would qualify if he finishes the game. Top of the order due up for the Spikes. Carmine Lane came in as a defensive replacement in the fifth inning. He is 0-for-1 in his first game as a Spike at the plate. Pitch upstairs for ball one. Long road to hoe, and the first batter of the inning will go a long way toward determining if the Spikes have a chance. And Lane sends this one to right center field. On the run is Vogel. He can't get to it. So Carmine Lane with a leadoff single here in the ninth. There is life yet. Kyle Russell to the plate. He is 0 for 2 tonight. And again, a lot has to happen for the Spikes, but a lot can happen. The beauty of baseball. Yes, there's a pitch timer now, but as my good friend and broadcast partner Steve Jones has pointed out on many an occasion, there's no clock in baseball. You can't run out the clock on an opponent. You have to get outs. And Russell sends this one into the right center field gap, and this will be extra bases. Lane hustling around second. Tim Battle pointing him home, and the relay throw will not come to the plate. Kyle Russell comes through with an RBI double in the ninth. Hope is alive. It's 7-2. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, but Kyle Russell might have allowed the Spikes to skip a few steps as he brings in the run, his 17th RBI of the year. And now Caleb Hill the batter, but Adonis Smith is coming out to the mound. This might be it for Bogosian. It looks like the save opportunity will go by the boards. And he hands over the baseball, and it will. So, well, Bogosian was looking to notch the save, but Adonis Smith taking no chances here. And again, you can't fault him. Not with first place in the MLB Draft League second half standings in the offing with five games remaining if Trenton can hold on in this one. So, a pitching change here in the top of the ninth. Runner on second, nobody out. Spikes have cut a 7-1 deficit to 7-2. And we will have, looks like the left-hander Ethan Bradford coming in, I do believe. We'll have the numbers on the new Trenton pitcher and the rest of the ninth inning for you after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Well, in fact, the left-hander warming up for Trenton on the mound right now is Andrew Imperator, the Anderson University product. That's Anderson University in South Carolina, but a native of New Hyde Park, New York. Imperator making his seventh appearance, no record, a 4.26 ERA. Two holds to his credit, six and a third total innings, three runs allowed, all earned on five hits, eight strikeouts to five walks, a 217 opponent's batting average. He comes on with a runner on second, nobody out here in the top of the ninth. Spikes were trailing by six entering the inning. It is still a five-run deficit. And because of that, this is not a save situation for Imperator as it was for Bogosian. Because obviously Imperator, if he's to finish out the game, would not be able to pitch a full inning. And when that is the case, you have to come in with a tying run on base, at the plate, or on deck to earn credit for a save. And he falls short of those conditions. But here is Caleb Hill, the left-handed hitting center fielder. And the lefty Imperator delivers. That's high for a ball. 1-0, and it's no coincidence that Adonis Smith and Sean Chacon tapped the lefty Imperator with Hill at the plate. Now, righty Josh Spiegel on deck, but then four straight left-handed hitters following, although Grant Norris and T.J. Pound are potential pinch-hitting options off the bench as right-handed hitters. 1-0 delivery to Hill's, a strike over the outer edge, 1-1. 7-2, Trenton, top of the ninth. Russell leading off second after his RBI double. The 1-1 curveball to Hill in tight, ball two. Tomorrow, a 6 p.m. matchup between the Spikes and the Thunder. Jordan Morales scheduled to go for State College. We anticipate that Craig Scherer, the lefty, will be on the mound for Trenton. 2-1 pitch. Bouncer up the middle to his right. Second baseman Engelhardt can't get it. Knocked it down, but no play. Russell moves to third, and Hill is aboard, and we'll see what the call is on that one. I believe it'll be a base hit, but we will double-check before, and it is. That is a single. Well, now Adonis Smith is coming out to the mound again, and maybe it's going to be a righty here. He is going straight lefty-righty. Thought he might leave Imperator out there to face the righty Spiegel with four lefties coming up after, but he may have Ethan Bradford in the offing here. So an infield single for Hill. First and third, nobody out. The second pitching change of the inning. And one of the identity of the new Trenton right-hander, as well as the rest of the ninth inning for you. Another call of the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
So the new pitcher for Trenton here in the ninth inning is Sonny Fauci, who we last saw in a starting role for the Thunder against the Spikes last week. And, of course, Fauci was knocked out of the box after just 19 pitches, did not record an out in that game. So now, out of the bullpen here, he faces the right-handed hitting Josh Spiegel with runners on first and third, nobody out. It is a 7-2 game for the Spikes, still with hope here in the ninth inning. A leadoff single by Carmine, lane to right center. Kyle Russell with an RBI double to the gap and all the way to the wall in right center. Then Caleb Hill with the infield single up the middle. And so some interesting relief lines as of late. As we tell you that Fauci is 3-3 with a 3.89 ERA, this is his eighth relief appearance of the year across both halves of the season. He's a holdover from the first half. 37 total innings, 25 runs, 16 earned on 26 hits, 46 strikeouts to 31 walks, a .200 opponent's batting average. But Adam Bogosian's line not yet finished, though right now it stands at one inning, three hits, one run. He is responsible for Russell at third. No walks, no strikeouts, nine pitches, six strikes. Andrew Imperator, no innings, one hit, no runs as of yet, but he's responsible for the runner at first. No walks, no strikeouts, four pitches, two strikes. First offering from Sonny Fauci, 95-mile-an-hour fastball for his strike over the outer half to Josh Spiegel, who has already delivered an RBI single tonight. He is 1-for-3. The 0-1 from Fauci. Hill takes off for second. The pitch is outside. It's dropped by Reeder. There'll be no throw, and Hill, I believe, will get credit for a stolen base, which would be his second of the night. And with the Spikes threatening here, it is a five-run game. The Spikes are threatening. I don't know if it might be indifference, though. Here's a grounder on to short. This will score a run. Picked up by Rosso. Throw to first is in time. But Russell crosses the plate. It's now 7-3. However, one gone here on the top of the ninth. And it will be credited as a stolen base to Caleb Hill. And I think part of it, too, is that Reeder I mean, he dropped it, but it looked like he would have, you know, he was looking at the runner at second as if he were going to throw. And that is a factor. You have to factor in the defensive posture of the opponent on a thing like that. And I also think that if this game were not going the way it has in the ninth inning, because Trenton wants outs, if they're willing to just trade an out for a run and let the runner go, it'd be a different story. First pitch to Cooper Hex, though, is a strike. Swung on and missed. 95 on the fastball. Cooper 0 for 3 tonight. Left-handed hitter. Fauci the righty. Stays on the mound. Hex puts down the bunt. Third base side. Trickles along the third base line, but goes foul. Picked up there by Blake. And it's 0-2. Hex had the right idea. Just the grass here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark is actually very close to the baseline. So if the ball tumbles off the grass here, it's probably going to kick foul. There's a little bit more of a space between the grass and the baseline at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Just a tad. 0-2 the count. Caleb Hill at second. One gone. Spikes are still trailing by four. Fauci sets. And the pitch. Tumbles in. Oh, a called strike three. Oh, my goodness. That one went from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It finished in the dirt, and Tim Battle is very upset, and I think he has reason to be. Spikes only have two more outs to work with, and that was, I mean, did it cross the zone? Anything's possible, but I would doubt it. And Tim Battle's been thrown out of the game. Well, Tim has every right to be irate with a third strike call. His team only has two outs left. And now they are down to their last out because of that. And he slams his batting, coaching helmet off the top step of the dugout as he makes his way back to the clubhouse. Jared Brown, Spike's pitching coach, will now pick up that helmet, which is still intact. And he will go to coach first base. Lasting Millage will come over and coach third. And Tim Battle ejected in the ninth inning here with two gone. And it happens again to the Spikes here on this Friday night. And now down to their last out. And Sebastian Castro at the plate, 1 for 3. And you get the feeling. And it was a four-run deficit for the Spikes, but you get the feeling that that was the final nail in the coffin on a interesting call, to say the least. That one's lined into the Spikes bullpen. 0-1 the count. Oh, and one. Called strike. Now that, I'd say, did cross the plate. And again, we don't have the benefit of the TrackMan strike zone, which tracks it as it crosses the plate. Now, that was from a top down, but I've never seen that pitch called a strike in my life. The 0-2 to Castro, swung on and missed strike three. Again, it was going to be a long road to hoe for the Spikes in the ninth inning, coming in down by six runs. They gave it the best shot. A marginal call goes against them at the end, but again, Trenton had a 7-1 lead going into the ninth inning. But the Spikes will have to compose themselves and get back at it tomorrow night here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. But they'll do it against the team that now leads the MLB Draft League's second half standings. Or at least for the time being leads the standings. As West Virginia has tied it against Frederick 4-4. They are in the top of the ninth inning. So I guess actually, for the moment, it is a tie for first place. It'll depend on how the Black Bears fare if Trenton is first or second in the MLB Draft League second half standings. But we'll wrap things up from Trenton Thunder Ballpark right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to DisruptUPSU.com. DisruptUPSU.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Back here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark tonight, Trenton took the lead and kept hold of it throughout the game, extended it late. Spikes made their best attempt at a rally in the ninth, but things not working for them this evening as Trenton takes the opener of this three-game series by the score of 7-3. So the Thunder now 21-15 in the second half, and they are currently in a tie for first place in the MLB Draft League standings for the second half. That's because West Virginia and Frederick are in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up at four. So the Thunder have to wait for the result of that game before they learn whether they remain in second place, a half game back of West Virginia, or jump up into first place with a half game lead on the Black Bears. So pending that, Trent will either be first or second in the second half entering tomorrow night's contest here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. But Mahoning Valley will be in third after they were defeated by the Williamsport Crosscutters tonight. And the Spikes will be 20-18 in the second half, two games back of the Thunder, and either a game and a half or two and a half back of West Virginia. As the bright side of it is, of course, that the Spikes have two more matchups against the Thunder here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark to get back into the quest for the MLB Draft League second half championship. But the final game totals here for State College, 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and the Spikes left 3 runners on base. Trenton, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 4 runners left on base. A dominant pitching effort from Jacob Denner tonight. His first start for the Thunder, and he came through with flying colors. 7 innings, 1 run on 3 hits. He faced just 2 batters over the minimum, struck out 12, including 7 consecutive strikeouts at one point. I'd say he is the favorite in the clubhouse for MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Week honors for this penultimate week of the 2024 regular season. He earns the win to go to 2-0 on the year. Jacob Peden, strong effort in his own right, allowed 3 runs through 6 innings, a 4th run tacked onto the record in the 7th, but he goes a total of 6 2/3, still quality outing, 5 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He did hit a batter as well, but he threw 98 pitches, 65 strikes. Unfortunately, he takes the loss to drop to 4-2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of 4,798 tonight here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. So it is a 6 p.m. matchup here tomorrow night. I'll be on with you at approximately 5:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. It's the middle game of the 3-game set, and the pitching matchup that is slated to take place is a good one. Jordan Morales, the left-hander on the mound for the Spikes. Craig Scherer set to go as the left-hander on the mound for Trenton. And all the action here is the Spikes needing ever so much to make every game a winning game here. It'll be a big one for their postseason hopes tomorrow. I would not say that it is the end-all, be-all, but it comes pretty close to it. So Spikes will be fighting for their postseason lives, and you can follow all the action all throughout tomorrow night's game right here on the Spikes Radio Network. Once again, the final score, Trenton 7, State College 3, Spikes 20-18 in the second half, Trenton 21-15, 6 p.m. tomorrow, 5:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us this evening here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.